Planting weather across parts of the Midwest will be favorable over the weekend into the first part of next week, but not in all areas. We do expect some disruption to farming activity across the upper parts of the Midwest in particular as we get out into the late Saturday night and Sunday into Monday time period. A low pressure center that will move eastward from the northern plains will see to it the precipitation falls from the Dakotas into Michigan. There will also be some showers that will trail to the south of the low pressure center itself, and so we'll see some other showers in the lower Midwest. However, most of the precipitation that occurs in that region is expected to be brief and light and not likely to have a huge impact on the bottom line for field work. Yes, there will be some precipitation, and it will be briefly disruptive to farming activity, but none of it's going to last long enough to seriously bolster soil moisture or put farmers on the sidelines for any great length of time. The precipitation that occurs in the lower Midwest will be along a narrow band that will likely be in the western Corn Belt on Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening from parts of Kansas to Iowa. That frontal boundary will then march straight to the east as we go through Monday night and into Tuesday morning and eventually into the southeastern corner of the Midwest as we get out into the middle part of the day on Tuesday. Behind that will be another short-term bout of drier weather that'll last a quick day or day and a half, and then another frontal system and associated low-pressure system will come across the Midwest, and the end result will be a second wave of precipitation that will disrupt farming activity once again. That system is expected to be in the western Corn Belt on Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week and will work its way further to the east across the entire Midwest as we get out towards the latter part of the week. And it looks as though the temperature bias across the Midwest is expected to be mostly favorable. It will trend a little bit cooler behind the bigger system that moves across the Midwest in the second week or the second half of this first week of the forecast. That includes the middle part of next week. And at that point afterwards, we'll likely see the temperatures cool off a bit. But until that occurs, it'll be fairly warm. We expect to see temperatures warming up from 60s and 70s this afternoon to readings that will get into the 70s and lower 80s on Sunday afternoon, and even on Monday, the same scenario may play out. Then the second storm system comes along, and we'll see the temperatures staying about as they were over the weekend, with readings running from the 50s in the Great Lakes region up into the 60s and 70s in most areas in the lower parts of the Midwest. As we get into the end of next week, we'll probably encounter again another round of cooling taking place behind that second event. The low temperatures at night are not expected to be threatening by any means, but we will see some frost and freezes occurring in the Great Lakes region. Otherwise, we'll be seeing temperatures in the 40s, 50s, and even some lower 60s at night over these next several nights. In the meantime, in South America, it still looks as though there's going to be some precipitation that will work its way across some of Brazil's drier second season corn crop areas. This will occur early next week and will likely produce some relief for many of the crops, especially Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. But areas further to the east and north will probably not do all that well. Argentina will get much colder next week, and we could see some frost and a few light freezes possible in the very far south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.